Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. God has loved us with a very real love before we were created. As Christians, we now have real love for others. God's love, real love, always finds a way. Real love is our topic during our Call to Worship.
Flaming sword at Eden's darkened gate. The frightened family faced a world now filled with Satan's hate. These fallen children God so loved were lost in fear alone. Now love would spare no cost to bring them home. A man who died and rose with life for all who will believe. For every child of Adam's race who longs to leave despair, the road that leads us home to love is there.
Father God, you are love. Your love for us gives us hope, gives us confidence. Confidence in our faith, in you. As you make your love real in us, Lord, give us the strength and wisdom through your Spirit to recognize opportunities to show your love, real, genuine love for others. And when appropriate, Lord, to forgive others, even as you, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. How can we not forgive others when we truly see how you have forgiven us? Lord, as we invest this time together in your word, in your presence, please make your love real to us. Your loving kindness is better than life. We thank you and praise you for your unconditional love and your plan for our salvation. May your grace now abound in our lives toward others, that they may see our good works, real love, and glorify you, our Father in heaven.
Loving God.
are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that focuses on a different devotional topic each week. That includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture as well. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station when you write, and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today. This is your call to worship and praise.
Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell.
The guilty bear, bowed down with care, God gave His Son to bear.
His erring child
God born of Jews.
a carpenter.
Friends, we've all heard folks talk about loving others, and then when times get tough, their works, don't back up their words. God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down His life for a friend, which He did for us. Our thoughts this hour, and the focus of God's Word, spoken now and in song during this call to worship, are all about real love. We begin looking at 1 John chapter 3. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates his brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up His life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or a sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let's show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Then in chapter 4 of 1 John, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us." Listen to Paul's prayer for people of the Church of Ephesus, found in Ephesians chapter 3. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." And Paul goes on to instruct them concerning real love, which includes true forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And forgiveness comes up again in Paul's letter to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 3. "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you." John 15, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Christ made it abundantly clear that we should have real love for others when the disciples, after the Last Supper, He washed their feet, saying, found in John 13, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Friends, as we have heard His words, we should go out and do likewise. Lord, please give us the strength of your Spirit that gives us wisdom to watch for opportunities to show your love for others, real love.
Stop measured, boundless, free. Redeemer's praises, sing praises, a thousand tongues sing praises, sing praises, my great Redeemer's praises, sing praises, a thousand tongues sing praises,
for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumph of His grace.
Sing praises, my great Redeemer's praise.
He breaks the power of captive sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the harlot clean. His blood avails for me.
Sing praises, my great Redeemer's praises. Sing praises, a thousand tongues. Sing praises, my great Redeemer's praises. Sing praises to my gracious Master and my God. Assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of thy praises.
Sing praises, oh, for a thousand
praises. Sing praises, a thousand times. Sing praises.
Let me go.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been looking at real love for one another. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Every day.